I'm Zach.
I'm Josh.
Welcome to the Greatest Story Podcast, where your hosts hunt for the greatest story ever written and figure out the elements that comprise great stories.
And Zach and I have grown up consuming story after story, movie after movie, board game after board game, video game after video game. But how often did we really sit down and ask, what makes a story great? Is a story great because of its popularity? Is it its plot, action, drama? Or is there some secret sauce mixed in that we don't know about?
We're going to use our tools of wit, which we have a lot of, honesty, which we hopefully have a lot of, critical thinking, which we'll see if we have a lot of, as we break down some of our most beloved franchises of all time and figure out just what makes them tick.
Yeah, so if you've always enjoyed a good movie, if you've gotten lost in good books or lost in a video game, or even if you can't stop binging a TV show, but you've always found yourself circling around the deep truth stories tend to incubate, join us on our trek of laughter, geekiness, and maybe some discovery.
And if you've gotten lost in the mall, we can't help you. Join the greatest story podcast ever. The Greatest Story Podcast. Coming to all the places where you listen to podcasts soon. And enjoy a bit of what's to come as we share our top three stories for now. But who knows? Maybe they'll change.
Yeah, so Zach, that being said, hit us, man. What can the people think of when they think of your favorite stories?
Yeah, a lot of people, when they talk to me, know that I bring up a few things quite frequently. One of those being Lord of the Rings. So we have a little bit of differences on that, but I'm going to choose Lord of the Rings, specifically the books. And if I had to kind of narrow that down even more so, it'd be the Fellowship. I think it's excellent characters, great themes that are rich. And every time I go back to those books, it seems like I'm pulling out something new that's meaningful. You want to alternate?
So similar fashion, Zach and I have been able to bond over Lord of the Rings, but I'm going to take a different little track here, and I'm going to say the extended editions of Peter Jackson's trilogy for Lord of the Rings. They have a nice, neat package, some brilliant cinematography, and some awesome set design and costume design, and all of that comes together to just make this intense world building where the story is just has a nice, clean trajectory. It makes sense.
Yeah, I think Lord of the Rings is one of the greatest franchises of all time, which we'll probably get into in another episode in the future. I think just all of season two is just Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
So I think number two for me would be Pride and Prejudice. Also, we're going to stick with the books on this one. There are a lot of good adaptations of Pride and Prejudice. Everybody loves the Keira Knightley and the BBC adaptation, but I think the books for me captures that kind of Victorian era romance, intrigue, and once again, which you'll probably notice a theme, but I think the characters are what brings this story home. I think there's an understanding of how both play the pride and the prejudice, both have their flaws, and yeah.
I see what you did.
Pride and Prejudice, yeah. But in the end, right, they have to both not be prideful and prejudiced in order to be together in the end. Plus, it's always great when you can marry someone who is handsome and gives you lots of money. So that's very good.
That is very good. Anybody meet those qualifications for you? I think for my second choice, I've recently been rereading the Book of Aragorn, but it's part of a 4-volume series called The Inheritance Cycle. And it's just a great series where anyone can get into it. It's very accessible. The jargon and the diction used is not too great, where, you know, a child or a teenager can get in, but it's also not too bland or simple that an adult can't find depth in it. They explore some really intense themes. And it's just cool. Who doesn't like dragons, colored swords, flying around, epic battles, epic scenery. I mean, it's just a lot of fun to read.
Yeah. I'm excited to talk about The Inheritance Cycle. Dragons are a personal favorite of mine in pretty much any type of mythology or adaptation where they show up. It's also got a cool magic system. And
that's so true.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah,
and the amount of taxes you use.
Yes. Right. Oh, very, yeah. Anyway, not talking about the inheritance cycle, but cool story. I actually read that whole series in college in the span of 3 days. So that was...
All four.
Yep, all four. And the fork in the, whatever it's called, the short stories one that came after. It's pretty good. Yeah.
For reading the third book, I think it's Brisinger, has the gold dragon on
front. Yep.
I think I read that in 2 days.
Yep.
In like eighth or ninth grade.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I had a lot of time on my hands at that period. So
you got a lot of time. What's your third pick?
Third pick is a new one for me. Most recently, you might have seen this in the theaters, but I'm going to choose Dune, but I'm going to cheat a little bit and put both parts together. So just like you had the trilogy of the Peter Jackson movies, I'm going to throw in the dualology.
That's a word.
Is it? Okay, good. Duology. The duology of the Dune Part 1 and Dune Part 2. I think that those stories, especially from a cinematic perspective, are bringing a lot of things into cohesion and excellent storytelling, whether it's the music, the acting, the cinematography and the scenery. It's all just kind of playing together to discuss themes of kind of this prophetic vision, but also destiny, determinism, free will, betrayal, just kind of all of these very human asked questions that I think are really, really good.
It makes some incredible memes.
Yeah, memes are storytelling. But yeah.
Put that in the bio. Add that to the list. A lot of people that know me are probably surprised that I'm going to put this in this spot and not in the first spot. But I'm going to have to go with specifically George Lucas's Star Wars. And if I single one movie out, it's got to be the third prequel, Revenge of the Sith. Just the, you know, storytelling of the themes of brotherhood and betrayal and also destiny. You brought up that in Dune, but destiny and fear, the tension that plays in there, and just some epic sword fights. And who doesn't like Star Wars? You got aliens and space wizards and drama and family and tragedy. And it all comes together with Master Skywalker. What are we going to do?
Speaking of memes, yeah, we both like Star Wars, and we're excited to probably spend some time on that series as well.
Probably at least 9 episodes.
9 episodes.
Maybe more.
Well, hopefully you've enjoyed this kind of introduction into more of what you're going to see as you kind of get with us and follow us on this journey as we search for some of the greatest stories ever told.
Thanks for joining the Greatest Story Podcast, and tune in soon as we start giving out some full episodes there for your enjoyment or lack of enjoyment.
It's okay if you laugh at us.
What's up, losers?
Okay, and then I'm going to snap. So that should hopefully close that out.